Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の質問に対する最も適切な答えをそれぞれ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
If you say you were paid peanuts for your work, it means you received just a small amount of money. Talking about peanuts, do you know the cartoon called Peanuts? In Japan,Charlie Brown and Snoopy are the two most popular Peanuts characters. Peanuts was created by the famous American writer and artist Charles M. Schulz. Charles was born in Minneapolis on November 26, 1922. As a young boy, he and his father read the Sunday morning newspaper comics together. Charles always looked forward to Sunday mornings with his dad.Those precious times inspired Charles to become a professional cartoonist. Throughout his childhood, Charles loved drawing, especially his black and white pet dog Spike, which he later modeled Snoopy after. As a young artist, Charles showed his cartoons to many publishers, but none were interested. He even applied at Walt Disney and was rejected.However, Charles did not give up. A local newspaper eventually hired him as a cartoonist for just $10 a week, which is about $100 in today's money. Charles continued working hard to improve his drawing skills and got a better job, which paid $40 a week. Good fortune came 1 month before Charles turned 28.Peanuts debuted in 7 newspapers across America and was a huge hit. Within 2 years, everybody knew Peanuts, and Charles was now earning $30,000 a year, equal to $300,000 today. The popularity of Peanuts quickly spread like fire overseas, too. When Charles passed away in 2000,His cartoon had appeared in 2,600 newspapers in over 75 countries and 21 languages. His total income was an unbelievable $1 billion. So, was he paid peanuts? Absolutely not. Listen again.
If you say you were paid peanuts for your work, it means you received just a small amount of money. Talking about peanuts, do you know the cartoon called Peanuts? In Japan, Charlie Brown and Snoopy are the two most popular Peanuts characters. Peanuts was created by the famous American writer and artist Charles M. Schulz.Charles was born in Minneapolis on November 26, 1922. As a young boy, he and his father read the Sunday morning newspaper comics together. Charles always looked forward to Sunday mornings with his dad. Those precious times inspired Charles to become a professional cartoonist. Throughout his childhood, Charles loved drawing, especially his black and white pet dog Spike, which he later modeled Snoopy after. As a young artist, Charles showed his cartoons to many publishers, but none were interested. He even applied at Walt Disney and was rejected. However, Charles did not give up. A local newspaper eventually hired him as a cartoonist for just $10 a week.Which is about $100 in today's money. Charles continued working hard to improve his drawing skills and got a better job, which paid $40 a week. Good fortune came 1 month before Charles turned 28. Peanuts debuted in 7 newspapers across America and was a huge hit. Within 2 years, everybody knew Peanuts.And Charles was now earning $30,000 a year, equal to $300,000 today.
The popularity of peanuts quickly spread like fire overseas, too. When Charles passed away in 2000, his cartoon had appeared in 2,600 newspapers in over 75 countries and 21 languages. His total income was an unbelievable $1 billion. So, was he paid peanuts? Absolutely not.